Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
The Bachelor. Oh, you know we can't talk about without playing this. The finale is tonight. Last night was the hometown visits, and unfortunately, two people went home. One of those people was Beck, and she joins me on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you feeling after seeing yourself not get given a rose last night?
It is what it is. I love watching it back, to be honest, and it just makes me like remember all those amazing moments. So look, I'm happy. Obviously, it's disappointing to not get a rose, and I look at myself at that rose ceremony, and I'm like, oh, I remember that feeling.
Yeah, it's not the nicest feeling reliving the moment you got dumped on national TV.
No, it's not, is it?
Now, you came in about halfway through the season. Did you prefer that, or do you wish that you came in at the start with everyone else?
I actually, to be honest, I loved coming in at the point that I did. I feel like I got to skip a lot of the craziness. I think when there's 25 girls in there at one time at the beginning, it's like everyone's going crazy trying to get that little bit of time with Lockie. And I think coming in at the point I did, I kind of got to skip all that, and Lockie and I got to spend a lot more time together. So, yeah, actually, I loved it.
Did you know you were an intruder going in, or did you just get told, oh, everyone's already there?
No, I knew. I knew from the beginning.
Okay.
And, yeah, when they pitched it to me, I guess, I was like, you know what? I love this. Like, this is great. Like, I get to just come in on my own. You know, I'm not one of 24. I'm straight in. So, no, I actually am happy with it.
Well, you did get to go in late, and you also won the award for the smoothest kiss that I have ever seen in my life. When Lockie picked you up out of that water, just graciously placed you on top of him for that kiss. What was it like watching yourself kissing?
Oh, it's so funny. Like, that moment was just the funniest. Like, I've seen this 3,000 memes of me just, like, popping out of the boat. But seeing him pull me up like that, like, I remember that feeling myself, and I was like, oh, this is magic. And then to see it, I'm like, oh, it just gives me, like, those good butterflies. But, yeah, definitely a bizarre place to have it pass. But would I do it again? I would, yes.
Well, fair enough. It was very smooth, as I said. Now,
thank you.
Obviously, you got eliminated last night. Who knew that you didn't get through? Did your family know? Because obviously, they met him. Did they know that you didn't make it after that?
Well, yeah. My family picked me up from the airport the next day. So, yeah, they knew I didn't make it to the end. And look, they were devastated. I remember calling mum, and she was like, "Oh my god!" And I was like, "No, it's fine. Like, it is what it is. Like, I'm one of those people that's just like." Okay, like that happens. It's fine.
Yeah, that's good. Good way to look at it. Now, tonight is the finale, of course. I have two questions for you. One, who do you think he picks? And two, do you think he's going to propose?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I'm so 50-50 with this season, honestly. The whole thing has been so insane. But I think, you know, 1 minute they're playing an amazing moment with Irina and Lockie, and you're like, okay, yeah, it's definitely going to be Irina. And then you look at an amazing moment with Bella and Lockie, and you're like, yeah, okay, it's definitely Bella. Like, I'm so 50-50, and I think the rest of Australia is too. As for him to propose, look, I wouldn't put it past him. He's very much an extremist. He loves to do everything, like, on the highest level. So I would not be surprised if he did.
Okay. Put yourself in one of the girls' shoes, though. If you were there at the end and he got down on one knee, would you say yes?
Me personally, obviously I come in so late and I knew him for what felt like, you know, 5 minutes sometimes. But for me, that would be a short amount of time. But for the other girls, look, I don't know. Like, they knew him for a couple more months than I did. So, it's a short time for sure. Like, I would freak out. But, look, I don't know. The other girls are really invested, as you've probably seen. Lots of tears, lots of I love yous. So,
yeah, I guess we're just going to have to wait and see.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining me, Beck. Thanks for being kind of a normal person on this season, I will just add.
Thank you so much.
The Bachelor finale airs tonight on Win at 7:30. Thanks once again.
Thank you.